Every space flight has its special stresses, anxieties, and problems. Thomas Jones was a mission specialist on STS-80, the 21st flight of the Space Shuttle Columbia in 1996. He also flew on the Shuttle Endeavour in 1994 and Atlantis in 2001. He's on the phone from his home in Virginia. Tom, thanks for joining us. It's nice to talk to you again.
I'm pleased to be with you.
Pinky Nelson was a mission specialist on the Orbiter Discovery for the first space shuttle flight after the Challenger tragedy in 1986. He's on the phone from his home in Washington State. Mr. Nelson, it's good to talk to you.
You too.
I'd like to start with you, sir. More than 2.5 years elapsed between the Challenger explosion and your flight. What was it like for you to go through all those preparations for that first flight after the Challenger tragedy?
Well, there were really two aspects to it. One, it was an honor to be on that mission. Anyone in the astronaut corps would have been first in line to volunteer. The other was it was a lot of work for the whole agency and all of us to restore our confidence that we had built a good spacecraft and good procedures and were ready to go out and fly again.
Do you remember what your emotions were like on the launch pad?
Well, the same as all my other launches. You really have kind of three things going on at once. There's the professional astronaut that's reputedly cool and calm and watching the instruments. There's the little kid who's got an e-ticket to Disneyland and is having the ride of a lifetime. And then there's kind of the, as I get older, the older person looking over your shoulder trying to take it all in. It's if you're not scared during a shuttle launch, then you don't appreciate what's going on.
Tom Jones, what were your highlights of your trip on board the Columbia?
I think one of the best parts of the whole mission was the ending. We had a successful science mission, and we'd been up in space for what turned out to be a record 18 days. And just like this long science mission, we had a lot of good work under our belts, and we were anxious to come back home. And the ride home is an exhilarating one. There's about a 45-minute to one-hour stretch when you get to watch the space shuttle perform in all of its marvels and all of its dimensions. And not only do you watch this machine come to life and bring you back safe and sound to Florida, but you also get to watch this amazing process of slowing down from 8 times faster than a rifle bullet down to landing speed in Florida. And there's a tremendous light show outside, and there are tremendous smiles inside as you realize that all of this is finally coming to an end in a big sort of grand finale kind of way.
Yeah. Are there certain points during the reentry and as you proceed toward the landing where things could get a bit dicey? Where are those points in the landing?
Well, the reentry and the landing is the one thing that the movies always get wrong. At least on the space shuttle, it's a very smooth and almost benign feeling from inside the cabin. The G-forces build up very slowly and never really get more than what you feel here on the ground. The light show on the outside, the shuttle heats up to 3,000 degrees or so on the bottom, and that's so the stresses on the vehicle and are a lot more than the stresses on the crew.
Dr. Jones, do you have any fears over the future of manned spaceflight?
An incident, a tragedy like this, always causes people to reexamine why we're doing human spaceflight. I think we're going to come out of that examination with the answer that says we need to continue to do this because we're human beings and we want to find out more about our universe and the solar system that we live in. I think we've come too far in our 40 years in traveling in space to turn back. It would be unnatural to not have human beings in space.
Mr. Nelson, I'll ask you the same question. Do you have any fears over the future of manned spaceflight?
In the short term, yes. I think this will cause probably a discussion that we should have about the merits, but I share Tom's feelings about the capabilities of humans and our sympathy for this crew. This is a young crew, and some of them might have had a chance to go to the moon or to help bring us back out towards the solar system, and I look forward to carrying on that legacy.
Veteran mission specialist Pinky Nelson speaking to us from his home in Washington State. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
And mission specialist Thomas Jones joined us from his home in Virginia. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.